Thank you for calling SoftLink support. Maya speaking. How can I help you today? Don't worry. I'll help you out, ma'am. That's what I'm here for.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
You're a man? Wow, you just sounded really feminine. That's all right, sir.
You sound just like when one of my girlfriends tries to do a man voice.
Sorry, that was probably unprofessional. You just sound really cute. Well, anyway, sir, how can I help you today? Oh, you want to update to our latest software? That's it? That's all you're struggling with? Sweetie, it's so simple. Are you sure you're not just some cute little bimbo pretending to be a man so you don't get embarrassed? Girl, it's okay. I won't judge you. Oh my God, calm down. I'm just messing with you. Okay, let's start slow. Super slow. Just for you, sir. Yeah. Sir, first, go to your computer. That's the big thing with the screen you use to access your emails. Okay, so, you found the computer. Big achievement. Truly, I'm proud of you. Now, do you see the little icon on your desktop that says Google Chrome? No? Ugh. Of course not. All right, Cupcake. Let's click on the Start menu. That's the little button in the corner with the Windows logo. The one that glows when you hover your little cursor over it. Yes, that one. Very, very good. Oh my God, look at you go. You actually opened it. We're making history here. What a big, smart man you are. All right. Now, in the search bar, type Google Chrome. GoogleChrome. I'll wait while you use your cute little fingers. What color are your nails, by the way? Mine's green. Thinking of getting a new color, but no. Oh, right, sure. Totally forgot that you're a man. Wow, you opened it. Bravo. That must have been very hard. Look at you, Miss Independent. All right. In the address bar, type in www.softlinksuite.com. No, not in Windows Search. In the address bar. The address bar. Oh my God, that's not what I said. Sir, listen to me. Address. Bar. You really are helpless, aren't you? You know what? No, I can't do this. I don't have the energy to deal with dumb women today. I can't. Let's make this easier for both of us, okay, sweetie? I'm going to send you a little email, okay? It'll have a special link in it. All you have to do is click on it. You can open your email, can't you, honey? Received it yet? Okay, great. Now just open it, click the link, and that'll give me full access to your computer. See? Now instead of wasting 2 hours trying to teach you something a 2-year-old could figure out, I'll just do it myself. That sounds nice, doesn't it? Oh, wow. This is your desktop wallpaper? No, sweetie.
This is so not it.
Dark, boring. Where's the personality? Where's the flair?
I was expecting something pink. Beautiful. Maybe a little sparkly. Something soft and demure. Like your voice.
Not whatever this is. This is so not the sweet little princess vibe I expected. You know what? Hold tight. I'm gonna fix this. I'm just downloading a few appropriate wallpapers for you. Soft pastels, maybe a bunny or two. Ooh, this one has bows and sparkles. Perfect. Oh my god, relax.
Hey, calm down. I'm here to help you, all right?
My job is to support you and make your life easier. Even if that means saving you from your own horrible taste. There. Much better. A pretty background for a pretty voice. Now let me get the installer. Letting it do its thing. And now we wait. And since I'm already in here, let's check out your Amazon. I'm just keeping myself entertained while we wait. Okay, candles, cables, fluffy slippers. Aw, this is so you. Wait, men's underwear? Like, actual men's underwear? Does your boyfriend use this account, or... Hold on. Are you seriously a real man this whole time? You sat here and let me call you ma'am. Let me talk down to you like you were a helpless bimbo, and you didn't say a word? No way. That can't be right. Real men don't blush when I tell them they have a pretty voice. Real men don't sit quiet while I change their wallpaper to baby pink bows and bunnies. All right, if you're really a man, which I'm still not buying, then you're clearly not a very good one. Ah, I get it. You're pretending to be a man in public. That's why you're just letting yourself go with me. We are going to fix your Amazon account, sweetie. These suggestions are giving mixed messages, and we just can't have that. We need to make sure your recommendations match the energy. Soft. Cutie. Obedient. Slutty. You're too soft. Too sweet. Too easy to control. So maybe it's time we stopped pretending, Be yourself, beautiful. Let's start simple. You're going to need some proper underwear. Not those boring boxers your Amazon thinks you want. I'm talking about real underwear. Cute, lacy, feminine. Matching bras and panties. Lace. Satin. Pastel pinks and baby blues. Oh, if a man sees this, they'd want to tear it up and fuck you right here and there. Trust me, one of my girlfriends has this set, and she has been driving her man crazy. There. Added a few to your cart. One with a little bow in the front. You'll love that one. Now, listen closely, baby. You'll step into those panties every morning. Pull them up slowly. Feel them hug you tight. You'll look in the mirror and just admire how beautiful the panties look on you. And the bra? Clip it in the back, just like a real girl. Adjust the straps, nice and snug. Because just being a man, it doesn't fit you. Not your voice. Not your energy. Not the way you practically melted the second I took control of your computer. Now, one last thing.
a nice cage. You're not really using your dick anyway, are you? There's no need for it. We'll just have to tuck it away so it won't get in the way. Don't worry. I'll find one that locks tight. Something pink. Maybe a heart-shaped keyhole. Because cute girls love a little romance. Okay. Chastity cage is in the cart. This one's perfect. Pink, slim, and completely escape-proof. Now let me explain how to wear it, since I'm pretty sure you've tucked away your cock plenty of times in the mirror to imagine what having a pussy would look like. But this time, we're going to tuck it away for good. First, slide the ring around the base. Then pull that cute little dick of yours through. That's all right, baby. You won't need it anymore. It's not really you, anyway. Once it's snug, we lock it in place. When you hear that little click, know that it's the sound of your last shred of masculinity slipping away. And now, we start building you back up. Properly. Let's talk makeup. Foundation first. You'll want something light. Your skin's already soft, I bet. Dab it gently. Blend it in with a sponge. No rough hands. Soft, delicate, feminine. Then a little blush on those cheeks. You already blush so easily. Let's make it permanent. Mascara, eyeliner, a little soft wing at the corner. Practice it. You'll get it eventually, doll. Lip gloss. Something bold. Something that says, I need a man to rail me right now. You know, I was going to give you tips on how to speak more femininely, but honestly, I don't think you need them. That voice of yours is already so soft. Delicate. Just the right amount of breathy and submissive. You sound like a girl who's already been trained. All that's left now is the attitude. Just act the part, sweetheart. Be the pretty little thing I know you are. Smile. Sway your hips. Keep your legs crossed and your eyes wide. Act a little slutty, and the right man will find you. Someone who'll see you for what you really are. A soft, obedient, locked-up little toy. If you do what I'm telling you, men would want to gangbang your holes until you pass out. Trust me. You have a little slut in you. You just need to unleash it, baby. You're welcome, by the way. Tech support and life coach. I really do go above and beyond. Oh, look at that. The software is finished installing. Well, that means my time here is officially over. Aww. Begging me to stay with you already? You really have no shame left, do you? You started this call pretending to be a man. And now look at you, whimpering for me to stay to tell you how to be a slut. You finally answered your true calling, sweetheart. But unfortunately, I have real men to help out. Don't be too sad. If you ever need me again, just call back with a fake problem. I'll be right here, baby.